Listen to part of a class discussion in a business management class.
First, let me say that managing success requires a certain set of managing skills, and we're usually focusing on how to be successful managers, but it's also inevitable that all managers will have to deal with failure, their own or their staff's, or the people they have delegated responsibility to. I assume that you've all read the case study for the Anderson Company. That's on page 347 of your textbook. So, let's summarize that study and use it for the our discussion on how to manage failure. Because believe me, as a manager, you must be able to identify and intervene when mistakes occur. Okay, back to the Anderson Company. What happened?
Well, first of all, the Anderson Company was a distributor for office supplies, and they lost money because they underbid a job for a client, an important client. So that was the mistake they made.
Right. And why did they underbid? Anyone?
I don't have my book here, but I think I remember it. There was a large order for furniture. Wasn't it office furniture? So there was a large order, which was good. But somehow, there wasn't any charge in the estimate for assembly of the furniture. So the client expected delivery of desks and chairs, and I think filing cabinets, ready to go, completely assembled, but, there wasn't any cost figured in for the labor. It was a fairly large figure, too. Maybe $3,000.
Thanks, Anne. That's it in a nutshell. So what was the manager's response when the problem became known?
Well, at first, everybody started pointing fingers at everybody else, and no one was taking responsibility. But then the manager called a meeting, and he said he wanted explanations, not excuses. I remember that line because I wrote it down. I thought it was really good. And he said that the problem wasn't that something had gone wrong. It was that the cause, the reason why the mistake happened, that was what was important, because that meant that they could make the same mistake twice.
So how did the manager handle the meeting? Do you recall?
Oh, yeah, that was good, too. He was really calm and not angry at all, and he said that every mistake was a result of an error in the company, not the employees. So the company needed to be modified so the mistake wouldn't happen again, and he told everyone at the meeting that it wasn't his intention to punish anyone for the mistake unless there was an effort to cover it up.
So the manager's position was to depersonalize the failure and try to prevent it from happening again.
Exactly.
Okay. Then what happened? Joe?
Well, the salesperson who sold the furniture recognized that he forgot to mention the agreement to assemble the furniture before delivery. He forgot that when he gave the order to the account supervisor, but it was written on the order. Anyway, he ended up taking some responsibility because it was an unusual request, and he thought he should have maybe pointed it out. Then the account supervisor admitted that she'd gone through the order very quickly, and she hadn't seen the word assembled on the order, so she didn't figure in the cost when she sent the bid.
So once the guilty parties were found, what did the manager do?
I remember that part. He didn't focus on the error at all. He went directly to brainstorming a procedure that would prevent the same error from being made in the future. And they came up with asking the sales team to identify each furniture order as assembly required or no assembly required after each item. And the account supervisor, she was asked to be alert to the instruction on each order so she could factor in the cost on the bids.
Okay. What do you think about the manager's style?
Well, I was surprised that he called, that it was an open meeting. I mean, to resolve the problem, I would have thought that he might have just talked with the people who made the mistake, you know, privately.
That occurred to me, too, when I read the case study. But then I was thinking, he was probably running into so many excuses that he needed to just bring it out into the open.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I think he was also trying to demonstrate that the company procedures were the problem, not just the employees who had made the error.
Do you think that the employees should have been reprimanded? After all, the mistake could have been avoided, couldn't it?
Sure, the mistake shouldn't have happened. But I think the manager, I think he probably gained more in terms of, what do you call it, team building. Probably there was more of a willingness on the part of the employees to come up with positive changes in the procedure, too, I mean. I think that was more valuable than the $3,000, and he wouldn't have accomplished that by calling in employees privately to give them a reprimand.
Okay. And it turned out fine, because the people responsible stepped up and accepted their responsibility. But what if they hadn't done that? What do you think the manager would have done in that case?
I think he would have been very firm about concealing the mistake. And I think he probably would have acted very differently.
You mean he would have reprimanded them in some way?
I think he would have.
17. What is the class mainly discussing? Listen again to part of the discussion, then answer the question.
Right. And why did they underbid? Anyone?
Why does the professor say this?
Anyone?
What does the professor mean when she says this?
That's it in a nutshell.
20. How did the mistake occur? 21. Based on information in the lecture, indicate whether the statements refer to the way that the manager responded to the error. 22. What conclusion did the students make about the management style?